Tired of juggling sales tools or spending hours on prospecting just to book a few meetings? Meet Apollo, the go-to-market platform for finding leads, connecting with buyers, and closing deals all in one place. Apollo gives you access to over 210 million contacts and AI that handles all your busy work, finding leads, drafting emails, and even prioritizing your day. So stop paying for five different sales tools when one does it all. Visit apollo.io and sign up free today.
Hey everyone, Tilla Reed here, and welcome back to Mental Fortitude Daily. Ever feel like your chest is tightening, your heart's beating a wild samba, and your mind's playing a horror movie on repeat? Yeah, we've all been there. Today, we're diving into the trenches of anxiety attacks, those unwelcome guests that can crash our chill vibes faster than you can say panic. But don't worry, my friends, we're not just going to talk about it, we're going to arm ourselves with some seriously powerful tools to conquer these critters. Think of it like this. Anxiety attacks are those unexpected potholes in the road of life. They can throw you off course, but with the right skills and mindset, you can navigate them smoothly. The Stoics, those ancient philosophers who were basically the OGs of mental toughness, had a knack for dealing with life's curveballs. Today, we're borrowing some of their wisdom to help us ride out those anxiety waves. First things first. Remember that anxiety attacks are temporary. They're like rogue storms in tents, but they don't last forever. The Stoics believed in focusing on what's within our control, and our ability to manage our thoughts and reactions is one of those things. So, when the panic starts swirling, try shifting your focus to your breath. Inhale slowly, exhale deeply. Repeat until you feel a bit grounded again. It's like hitting the reset button on your nervous system. Next up, challenge those anxious thoughts. You know that inner voice that whispers, I can't handle this, or it's all going to go wrong. Well, the Stoics would say, hold on a minute. Let's examine the evidence. Often, our anxieties stem from irrational fears and catastrophic thinking. By consciously questioning those thoughts, we can start to dismantle their power over us. Remember, you are not defined by your anxiety. You're a warrior, capable of handling whatever life throws your way. Don't let these attacks steal your joy or your sense of self. The Stoics emphasize living in the present moment. Instead of dwelling on past anxieties or future worries, focus on what you can do right now. Take a walk, listen to music, connect with a loved one, anything that brings you peace and grounding. Speaking of grounding techniques, the next time you feel an anxiety attack brewing, try the 5-4-3-2-1 method. Name 5 things you see, 4 things you touch, 3 things you hear, 2 things you smell, and 1 thing you taste. It's like a mini sensory reset that pulls you back into the present moment. Finally, remember that self-compassion is key. Be kind to yourself during these tough times. Just like you wouldn't berate a friend for having a bad day, don't be so hard on yourself when anxiety strikes. Practice forgiveness and understanding, and know that seeking help is a sign of strength, not weakness. Okay, picture this. You're at work, deadlines are looming, and suddenly your heart starts racing, your palms get sweaty, and you feel like you can't catch your breath. That familiar wave of anxiety is crashing over you. But then, you remember our tools for conquering these moments. You take a few deep breaths, challenge those negative thoughts, focus on the tangible task at hand, engage your senses with the 5-4-3-2-1 method, and remind yourself that this feeling will pass. You navigate through the rest of your workday with resilience and grace, proving to yourself that you are in control, even when anxiety tries to take the wheel. So, remember these key takeaways. Anxiety attacks are temporary, focus on what you can control, your thoughts and reactions, challenge those anxious thoughts. Live in the present moment, utilize grounding techniques, and be kind to yourself. You've got this. Let's wrap it up with a powerful reminder. You are not defined by your anxiety, but by your ability to rise above it. Go out there and conquer your day with mental fortitude. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who might benefit from these insights, and leave a review if you found it helpful. I'll be back tomorrow with another dose of Stoic wisdom. Until then, stay strong, stay resilient, and keep those mental muscles flexing.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.